The new plan is designed as low-cost, low-entry fee to get people thinking about their financial futures.
My IRA or MIRA, however you want to say it.
J. Michael Collins is the director of the Center for Financial Security at UW-Madison. He says the MIRA is invested in government bonds, which are less risky than stocks, but offer smaller returns. Workers can also take the accounts with them if they switch jobs. Still, Collins says the new plan is inexpensive.
In fact, this is probably the lowest, the cheapest cost investment fund out there that I've seen. So it's a very, very low cost fund.
After meeting with human resources to begin a payroll deduction, an employee can begin a MIRA with only $25. After that, as little as $5 per pay period can go into the fund. Collins says the low initial costs are an incentive to get even low-wage earners saving, but he says employees still need to take the initiative.
These will not be automatic, so the employee is going to have to talk to their employer and work in getting this set up. So we won't see huge participation rates for that very reason.
After an account reaches $15,000, Collins says MIRA holders can then shift their money to a traditional IRA that might carry more risk but offer higher returns. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.